When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Epstein Chronicles. When Ghislaine Maxwell was first arrested, there was a big push from Team Maxwell to get her sprung from jail and to get bailed out. In fact, they went so far as to name an operation after it. And that operation was called Operation GGO, Get Ghislaine Out. Boy, aren't they creative. A whole group of very, very creative folks over there working at Team Maxwell. Well, today, we're going to take a trip back in time, and we're going to look at Operation Get Ghislaine Out and have a nice laugh about it. Today's article is from the Daily Mail. Headline, Operation Get Ghislaine Out. Campaign to free Ghislaine Maxwell from jail is launched as family friend claims she's lost 25 pounds in custody and is forced to wear paper clothes. Oh, how horrible for Ghislaine Maxwell. Considering what she is convicted of now, I don't think anybody is shedding any tears for Ghislaine Maxwell and the situation she found herself in at the lockup. Sure, could the conditions there be better? Absolutely. But not just for Ghislaine Maxwell. That's what they want, right? Great conditions for her. They don't care about anybody else. So why should things be different for Ghislaine Maxwell while everybody else gets to rot away in prison? This article was authored by Lauren Edmonds and Emily Scrivener, and it was originally published on October 24th of 2020. The family of Ghislaine Maxwell has launched a campaign to get her out of jail, claiming she's lost considerable weight and her human rights were violated. I'm pretty sure that the human rights of all of the girls who were abused, the thousands of girls, according to some estimations, I think that their human rights were abused. And you, well, you were just put where you belonged. Operation GGO, a campaign to get Ghislaine out from her Brooklyn prison cell, comes after she previously sought release this summer on a $5 million bail related to sex trafficking crimes. You imagine $5 million? Lame-ass bail. Take your $5 million and shove it. You're not getting out of jail, Ghislaine. Enjoy the bologna sandwiches and the non-vegan food. She maintained her innocence, but the Manhattan judge deemed her a flight risk, considering she had evaded capture for nearly a year. Now, her team will tell you that's not the case. They'll tell you that she was running from the law, running from journalists, running from the media, running from all of the people who were looking for her, but not the law, though. When the real reality of it all is that she was running from the law. In fact, they tried to serve her with some court documents about her getting sued, and the judge couldn't even find her. So they had to do it via email, and usually under most circumstances, if you're getting served, it has to happen in person. But she was so difficult to find that the judge allowed it to go down this way. Brian Basham, a family friend and a PR professional, has set out to free Maxwell from the cruel and vindictive treatment she's allegedly received at the hands of the U.S. authorities. Basham alleged that the heiress has lost 25 pounds since she was placed in custody because guards won't accommodate her vegan diet, The Telegraph reports. God forbid. Now that she's in federal prison, well, she could buy whatever she wants at the commissary. Hell, go outside in the yard and eat the grass and graze like a cow, for all I'm concerned. One thing you're not doing is going down to your favorite restaurant to get yourself a meal. When Maxwell complained, Basham told the Telegraph, prison officials simply removed her scales to stop her from recording her weight. Why does she even have scales in the first place? Oh, let me go to a jail cell. Hey, I'm going to need some scales, please. What? No. You'll get a shower twice a week, and you'll be happy with it. She has lost 25 pounds in jail, but when she complained, they took her away her weighing machine so she could not weigh herself, he told the newspaper. Basham also alleged that prison officials forced Maxwell to wear clothes made from paper and banned her from wearing bras over fears she's a suicide risk. Those were legitimate fears at the time. Nobody knew what she was up to or what her mindset was. So the government has to do what they have to do and safeguard her. We can't have her going the same way of Epstein, can we? The concerns echoed those of Jeffrey Epstein, who died by suicide in a Manhattan jail cell last year while awaiting trial. Epstein, a New York financier, pedophile, whose reputation was marred with allegations of child molestation, was indicted on sex trafficking and conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking charges. Now look, we know that they're not allegations, and we know that now for sure. Whenever you have the estate or somebody like Epstein paying people out in a compensation fund, okay, we're not talking about a suit to say, all right, well, you get paid, but I'm not taking any blame here. That's not what the compensation fund is. That compensation fund, for all of its warts, was something that said that Epstein and the estate were taking liability for the pain and suffering inflicted on these women by Jeffrey Epstein. So you could miss me with all that alleged nonsense. He was repeatedly accused of the vile acts throughout his adult life and pleaded guilty to soliciting a minor for prostitution in Florida in 2008. He was awaiting trial at his Metropolitan Correctional Center jail in New York City when he committed suicide, allegedly, by hanging inside his jail cell in August of 2019. Epstein's death rocked the country and was a shocking blow for a number of his survivors who had come forward. Yeah, people who expected justice, people who had expected the Department of Justice and the Bureau of Prisons to do their job and safeguard this man. Maxwell, who was accused of being his madam, who was his madam, accused and convicted, soon fled and managed to avoid authorities for months before she was detained in New Hampshire. She was charged with six federal crimes, including enticement of minors and sex trafficking. Basham told the Telegraph that prison guards have stopped talking to Maxwell, who spends her days isolated in a 9-foot by 7-foot cell. And they stopped talking to her because she kept complaining. Oh, this one's abusing me. That one's abusing me. They're all abusing me. I'm the victim. Me, me, me. It's me. I'm the victim. When we all know that's not the case, you are not the victim, Ghislaine Maxwell. You weren't the victim of Jeffrey Epstein, and you certainly weren't a victim while you were in lockup. Her loneliness, according to Basham, is exacerbated by the fact that letters from family have not reached her. She is unable to talk to her sisters, and their letters are being viewed vindictively and not given to her, he told the publication. Well, of course they are. That's what happens when you're in the special housing unit. They go through all of your stuff if you're in jail in general, but if you're in special housing, forget it, with a fine-tooth comb.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
She is in a 9-foot by 7-foot cell on a floor of the prison with no one else on it. The last I heard is that the guards have now stopped speaking to her, so she is very much in isolation. I am told that none of the members of the family have been able to visit or talk to her directly. Her lawyers were there, though, right? A whole bunch of hours out of each day. I wonder if Khalif Browder had his lawyers there. Basham has offered to help the Maxwells pro bono to secure her bail ahead of her trial in July of 2021. He told The Telegraph that he volunteered to spearhead the campaign because I thought that the dog and pony show put on by the Department of Justice and the FBI had attempted to whip what I think of as a lynch mob into a further frenzy. This was all what they were trying to do as far as controlling the narrative at the time. What they wanted to set it up as was that Maxwell was being targeted by the general public, by the authorities, when in reality she was just somebody who was along for the ride. And since they lost Epstein, all the focus was on Maxwell now. Well, yeah, that was true. A little bit of that is true. But that's because you were his co-conspirator. That's because you were the underboss pulling all of the strings when he laid out the yarn. He added that he found it appalling that Maxwell was still in custody when other convicted sex offenders, specifically Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby, were granted bail. Neither Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby have citizenship in other countries. And furthermore, neither of them, for as powerful as they are, have the political connections that Ghislaine Maxwell had. Both Weinstein and Cosby were given bail, and they were men who were a danger to women. That can't be said of Ghislaine at all, he said. Yes, it can be. Well, maybe not she's a man, but she's a danger to women. That's for damn sure. Maxwell has denied all six counts relating to child sex trafficking and procurement and perjury. In deposition documents released Thursday, it was revealed Maxwell repeatedly lashed out against alleged survivor Virginia Roberts' lawyers, tried to object to questioning, and at one point pounded her fist on the table. After the fit, she remarked, "Can we be clear? I didn't threaten anybody." We know that's not the case now, as well, with hindsight as our guide. And we know that she also got charged with perjury for lying during this deposition. The combative Maxwell continually denied all wrongdoing. She refused to answer questions about her sex life with Epstein, denied she participated in orgies, and rebuffed questions about underage girls, including a 13-year-old, being in Epstein's home. So again, when she was questioned under oath, she obviously and demonstrably lied about a lot of this stuff, so that's why she got slapped with that perjury charge. She became agitated and refused to answer whether she believed it was psychologically harmful for an adult to have sex with a minor. "What are you asking me?" "I don't know what you are asking," Maxwell responded. "This has nothing to do with Virginia Roberts." And, you know, she plays coy, right? "Oh, what are you asking me? I have no idea." She graduated from Oxford, right? Shouldn't she be smarter than the rest of us who went to state school? She denied taking nude photos of Epstein survivors, yet insisted that every photo she took was by request and would have been mainstream-type magazine photos that could have been very happily and expected to be displayed on your parents' mantelpiece or grandparents' mantelpiece. President Bill Clinton and Britain's Prince Andrew were also brought up during the hours-long conversation with Maxwell, profusely denying Clinton had been to Epstein's pedophile island. And we know that's a lie as well. Virginia Roberts told us something completely different. And my question to you is this. Who do you believe? Ghislaine Maxwell and Bill Clinton or Virginia Roberts? Maxwell is currently in jail awaiting trial on charges that she lured girls as young as 14 for pedophile Epstein to abuse between 94 and 97. Federal prosecutors in New York claim Maxwell perjured herself in the deposition when she was asked if Epstein had a scheme to recruit underage girls for sexual massages. Maxwell flatly said, "I don't know what you are talking about." And we all know that that's not the case, right? We know that she's a liar, and we know that she's lied throughout this whole entire thing. And this whole Operation Get Ghislaine Out, talk about an absolutely ridiculous proposition. She lashed out when she was asked if she ever helped recruit underage girls for Epstein to abuse, saying, "First of all, you are trying to trap me. I will not be trapped. You are asking me if I recruit. I told you no. I totally resent and find it disgusting that you use the word recruit. I already told you, I don't know what you were saying about that, and your implication is repulsive. So we agree on that, Maxwell. People who do this are repulsive. And the fact that you lied about not doing it while calling people who do it repulsive, we call that projection, young lady." Maxwell denied that Epstein had any negative, unflattering, private, or potentially embarrassing information on her, and her lawyer objected to the question if the billionaire was aware of any illegal activity that she had conducted. Maxwell claimed she had never done anything illegal, but admitted she had a DUI on her record stemming from an arrest in the UK. "I don't care about that. A DUI is the sort of crime that I look at as somebody makes a mistake, right? Of course, if you're a repeat offender, that's different, but people make mistakes. So I won't hold that over somebody's head and look at them as a criminal because they have a DUI on their record." The deposition was redacted in parts with the names of Prince Andrew, Victoria's Secret boss Les Wexner, Alan Dershowitz, and some mentions of the Clintons blocked out. However, they were still identifiable through details given and previous reporting. Meanwhile, the names of four underage survivors were not redacted in the document. So we know all of that stuff, right? This is just a rehash of what we already know, and for you folks to get another good laugh at the ludicrous way the Maxwell family and her defenders went about trying to get her out of jail. They didn't use any sort of evidence, right? Nothing that would be even considered a receipt or evidence proving that she's not guilty of these crimes. Instead, they went a whole different way. Attacked the survivors, went for technicalities, and tried to use loopholes. Well, when the facts are stacked against you in a manner that they were, Ghislaine Maxwell, I don't care what loophole you use or what technicalities you have at your fingertips, you are going to get sunk. And for Maxwell and all of her supporters, it couldn't have been a very pleasant road to get where we are. Day after day, court proceeding after court proceeding, just taking L's. And to finally culminate with the biggest L of all, Maxwell getting sentenced. So Operation GGO, Get Ghislaine Out, a gigantic failure, and the whole entire operation to try and make Maxwell out to be the victim here, well, that failed as well. All right, folks, so that's going to do it for this one. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that I discussed can be found in the description box.